Donald Trump saying Iran has come awfully close to his red line. He's weighing his options. He's telling Cuba, better come to the table. Let's discuss a deal for the end of the communist regime in Cuba. You know what's going to happen here, folks? You're going to see how easy it would have been for the Uniparty and the Democrats all those years to take out the Cuban and the Iranian regime. And I'm here to tell you there is one and only one reason that the mullahs are still terrorizing women and executing them for showing their hair in Iran. And that is because the Democrats have kept them in power. I'm going to go back down memory lane. When I say this, some people are like, hey, the Democrats in Iran are not in allied. Oh, yes, they are. Oh, yes, they are. This is from just, 2024.
And the Treasury Department is also slapping new sanctions targeting 10 Hamas leaders and 1,000 Iranian entities connected to terror groups. But Senator Ted Cruz says the U.S. needs to cut off the money completely. Watch.
We need to cut off the money to Iran. The Biden administration has flowed nearly $100 billion to Iran. Joe Biden and his administration is, in a very real sense, funding this attack.
Yes. $100 billion. Why was the money frozen? Because Trump had Iran on the ropes before Democrats saved the mullahs by unfreezing the $100 billion to keep the mullahs in power. This is why you're seeing the largest street protest since 1979 in Iran, because the Iranian intelligence, the cops, the terror orgs inside Iran that terrorize these people, the Democrat funding has dried up. So what happened was Trump put the toughest sanctions ever on Iran in his last term, and the money was frozen from the illegal sale of oil under the sanctions. It was over $100 billion. Trump, I was telling you at the time, if Trump had just had maybe another year, he would have brought down the Iranian regime. The Iranians know it, too. That's why they tried so hard to kill him when he was running against Her Highness and Joe Biden. They didn't try to kill the Democrats. Notice this. The mullahs only ever put a death sentence on Trump. Three times they sentenced Trump to death. They sent two assassins to do it who are currently sitting in federal prison. And a third one who is a Pakistani, but as far as we know, there's very little public information available. We have him in custody, too. We picked him up fleeing the country the weekend of Butler. Remember? Yeah. After the FBI under Joe Biden very weirdly met him at the airport when he flew into the country, knew he was here, interviewed him at the airport, let him go, let him overstay his visa, only picked him up on a plane trying to flee the country the weekend of Butler. You know what I would love to see? We know from cracking Thomas Crook's phone that he was in contact with foreign elements overseas. Which ones? I bet they were Iranian. I know it my bones. That's why they won't release it. Why else wouldn't they release it? They cracked his cell phone in half an hour. But I don't want to get too much into speculation. Here's what we got. We got the first two assassins sitting in federal prison. One tried to kill Pompeo and Bolton. The other one came to kill Trump. Actually recruited a cartel hitman to do it. We tried the first one. We're in the process of trying the second one in court. Understand something, okay? Republicans cannot run for president in the future as long as the mullahs live. They need to die, or they need to be so neutralized that they can't ever assassinate us again. Or, folks, we're at the point now. These Republican candidates running for president, if any of them are viable, they're going to have to run from a bunker so the Iranian mullahs don't kill them, with the Democrats quietly cheering them on. Let's not kid ourselves. And don't tell me they're not cheering. One of the most galling, horrific things I've ever seen in my life, I will never forget it, weeks after we caught the third Iranian assassin on that plane. Joe Biden rolled out the red carpet for the president of Iran. We just had another fatwa put on Trump's head by the Ayatollah. We need to kill them. They need to die. They do. So that Republicans can run for office for president again without fearing assassination on their own soil by Iran. This is where we are. Democrats knew all of this when they freed up the $100 billion that Ted Cruz just told you about. Here he is explaining it to Bill Maher.
You were talking about Iran and Hamas, and I said at the end of our interview that I thought Biden had direct responsibility for this attack. And you said why. Let me give you one reason why. Joe Biden is responsible for $100 billion going to the Ayatollah. He made a decision to do that. And Iran funds Hamas. The Wall Street Journal reported in September they brought Hamas terrorists to Iran and trained them in Iran to carry out the attack. Right. And I start from a really simple principle. Don't give money to terrorists who want to kill us. And that, unfortunately, the Democrat Party's on the other side of it.
Yes, they are. This is not just a we disagree with Iran situation. This is a life or death situation for future Republican candidates. And after getting a look at the weapon that Trump used on Maduro, something the human race has never seen before, the Iranian mullahs, see, they figured they could run to Russia and be safe. Now they're realizing they can't. They aren't safe anywhere from Trump. And they want to make a deal. Yeah, well, they can make a deal, but the deal has to mean they're gone or so defanged they can't ever hurt anyone again. Folks, we got to get them out of power before 2028 in case a Democrat wins, or we'll be right back to dodging Iranian assassins' bullets as we try to run for office. It's not going to work. They have got to be decimated. But folks, I think we're on the cusp here of watching Cuba fall, Iran fall, and now we know why Venezuela is so compliant after they got a look at Trump's weapon. Terrorize them. 20 men, no casualties, were able to go in there and kill hundreds, defeating over 300 men, and take Maduro. They said using a weapon no one's ever seen before. And now all of a sudden, everybody wants to talk. Is this the weapon Trump was talking about in that Bob Woodward interview?
I have built a weapon system that nobody's ever had in this country before. We have stuff that you haven't even seen or heard about. We have stuff that Putin and Xi have never heard about before.
Well, they know about it now.